When you came down Cotton Mill Lane from Watson's Walk and then you crossed over down there, well, because the old council houses were there and the other side there was the houses. It used to be Longmire Road, didn't come through. They used to call it Longmire Road. But that never came through into Cotton Mill. You had to go around. There used to be a little cul-de-sac there at the beginning of Riverside. Yeah, if you wanted to get to Longmire Road, you had to go down Old London Road and down Cornwall Road to it in those days.
Oh,
there was a footpath, but nothing could get through.
Right, yeah.
Then they knocked a few of those houses down in Cotton Mill. Cotton Mill Crescent was the other side.
Cotton Mill Close, the other
side. Is that what it was? Yes. And of course the school, that was two schools then. It used to be Priory Park and St Peter's, wasn't it? The junior and infants there. Yeah. But where the school is now, that was all allotments. And during the war, they had a bit of this field too and had it as allotments at the bottom. Yes.
Right.
There was fields then and allotments. After that, you know, after Cotton Mill closed, and it was fields and allotments there. But it was only a narrow lane, you know, there was no footpaths either side. The next time you got any footpath was when you came up the hill on the left-hand side coming up, it was the scrapyard, old Joss Pierce's, and there was a bit of a footpath then, but it was still quite narrow. Prospect Road, my mother told me, because you could see, if you look, there's old houses so far up, and she said it was fields down there, and she used to go and visit a friend, not for me, because we lived the other side of the town, but she used to come down here to visit the friend, and she said she used to go over a field there and get through a fence to get to the old part of Prospect Road. So it must have been all fields there then.
I think they built that up until about 1928 to 30.
They must have been about 1930 something, those houses, I should think.
Before it didn't meet Cotton.
No, so it must have been all fields then, mustn't it, round here?
Yeah.
I can remember her saying that she used to come and get through a hole in the fence to save her walking all the way round Holywell Hill to see this friend down there. She lived in some cottages down there, you know. Then it was always allotments where there is now, that ever since I can remember down the bottom end. This top end, by the nunnery ruins there, well, the scrap people had all that ground. They used to keep pigs in the nunnery ruins. Yeah, he kept them. And there used to be the old barn. Well, they've knocked it down, that barn. I think it was when he moved, because they shifted him out. I think he went along Hatfield Road, Pierce's, didn't they?
Pierce's is everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, but they shifted him from there.